you've discovered TalkZone.com. TalkZone.com. The best in internet talk radio. TalkZone.com. Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living. It's always such an honor and a pleasure to be with you each week. This program is all about turning your problems into solutions and your obstacles into opportunities and making your dreams come true. And I've been fortunate to have done this work for 25 years and to really interview the best of the best who really can help you live the kind of life you want. And today is no exception. I have just a stellar program, a stellar guest on for you today. Today is Labor Day, so we're not airing live, but you can go right to the broadcast by logging on to TalkZone.com or going to PatriciaRaskin.com, and there's a link right there to TalkZone. And I'd love to hear from you. Write to me at Patricia@RaskinResources.com or Patricia@PatriciaRaskin.com, and I'll certainly answer your questions. Tell me what you're thinking. And remember, it's really broadcast globally, so you can tell your friends all about it, and because today we are really talking about positive living to the nth degree. My guest today is Dr. Catherine Kramer. She's founder of the Kramer Institute. She's authored several books on positive thinking, including the bestseller, Change the Way You See Everything Through Asset-Based Thinking. And her new title, which is Change the Way You See Yourself Through Asset-Based Thinking. Her co-author, Hank Wasiak, co-founder of the Concept Farm, is an advertising guru who recently retired as vice chairman of McCann World Group, where he managed accounts for companies such as Nestle, Sony, and Boeing. You can log on to the website, assetbasedthinking.com, assetbasedthinking.com. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you, Patricia. I'm thrilled to be with you.
Thank you. This book is so interesting because when you look at the cover, the words are upside down. So they're actually backwards. It's almost as though if they were right side up and you looked in the mirror, that's how you would see them, backwards in the mirror. Why did you do that, Catherine?
Well, you know, symbolically, when we're asking people to change the way they see themselves, change the way they see everything, it's really almost a 180 that people have to do to turn things around so that it might even feel as uncomfortable as reading something backwards at first. Mm-hmm. And I love your kind of mirror analogy. I think it takes a little reflection. And so this book, both of the books, are full of images and full of try this, little quick, practical, principle-based tools and strategies to help you do what could be a little uncomfortable at first, change the way you see yourself.
Why do you think that so many of us don't apply these principles in effect? Do you think we're scared, we don't have enough self-confidence, we don't really think we can do it, all of the above? What do you think?
Well, when we first published Change the Way You See Everything, which is the foundation book, I was operating on the premise that a small shift could make a seismic difference. I think part of the reason we don't do what our book and other books help us all figure out is that we think it's going to take enormous effort. We believe in the case of making big things happen that we are small in comparison to the problems mm-hmm. and the solutions and the possibilities. And so I think we shy away from undertaking too much. And so our premise here is that really you can make big differences by making small shifts. Okay. Not so daunting.
So let's talk about that. In your book, you have four symbols. You talk about change the way you see power, change the way you see influence, change the way you see impact, and then change the way you see the future. So the first one is really power, is change the way you see power. And we often think, as you said, of other people who have power, not us.
Right. You know, the opening flap of the book, I don't know if you have it there, but
I do.
The designer said to me towards the very end of the project, Kathy, we need an opening quote. And she said, what's your message in one sentence? And so my message is really in that beautifully designed flap. When you change the way you see yourself, you can change anything.
That's
and
true.
Many people don't realize that change is an inside job first. And so as we put this book together, I was really building on the secrets of people who are highly effective, and I was also building on what people typically don't know or don't think about. So when it comes to power, you're right. I think many times we assume that powerful people, would be somebody else, somebody in high office, somebody with status, somebody with fame and high visibility, mm-hmm. somebody like you who has a reach, you know, to millions of people, who has a voice. You know, we can see other people's power, but we don't really realize that there's a form of power that is underutilized, even by the rich and famous, by those with lots of status. So in the beginning of that chapter, we talk about conventional wisdom when it comes to power, which really does mean externally ordained sources of power. You get a degree from a university. You get a role and responsibility from your organization. You are seen by society as a citizen, you know, mm-hmm. a parent. Externally ordained sources of power are only one side of the story. Mm-hmm. The other side of the story is the power that comes from being and doing what is uniquely suited to you. Your, we call it signature presence, that unique suite of assets that make you you, and to the extent that you know them, you can operate more effectively. You can be more compelling as a human being. Power is really the source of influence and impact. And so that's why we talk about it first.
Yeah, now it's interesting because as I was listening to that, I was thinking there's a double edge on power. Because when you talk about the external, you know, the titles and the fame and the fortune and the influence, I know influence is another part of it, but when you talk about that kind of power, there's also that abuse of power, Kathy. There's also those people that take power to the point that they abuse and they use people in situations. When you started talking about the internal power, I saw something different. It was more, how do you build yourself up and believe in yourself so that you can do something for the greater good? So address that fine line, because power can be used both ways.
Actually, we had a big controversy about whether we were going to call that whole chapter power or not. Because of what you're talking about, it has a bad rap.
Yes.
Because it has been used, power can be used for good or for evil. You know, mm-hmm. it can be used to manipulate and to put down, or it can be used to edify and pull up. And so, of course, the premise of this book and the belief is that, we can't be faint-hearted about power, especially if we're trying to do good, because we have huge negative forces that, you know, at their worst are criminal and terroristic and really seek to dominate and to abuse, whether it's in a small context, like a family or a business, or whether, you know, we're talking about a nation. The form of external power or internal power itself, those, if you will, energy sources, those mm-hmm. power resources, are in and of themselves the raw material. Your intent and what it is that you're trying to make happen, you know, obviously can be something that, as you say, serves ill or serves good. And so our belief is that there are many people who are who would seek to promote the welfare of others and themselves. I was reading Scott Peck. Do you remember The Road Less Traveled?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know, that book came out, it's in its 25th anniversary, so 25 years ago. And he was reminding me as I was reviewing that book of his definition of love. And what he talks about there is that acts of love are either targeted at oneself or some other person for the sake of the development and the evolution and the welfare. So he starts with self. So we
Go ahead. I just want to mention something here because to me the word power, as you said, comes from the personal power. And that to me would be the foundation, because if you don't believe that you can create power, if you don't have enough confidence in yourself, if you think, which a lot of us as women were trained, who do you think you are to be so strong and powerful? You know, once you have to get through that to see something much greater than yourself, that to me seems to be the foundation of how we can get the information out.
Absolutely. Power comes from having a stand, being able to claim your voice, being able to get behind what you believe in. And when you're doing something for the sake of the other, for the sake of yourself, so that your power, we often say to our clients, you know, you need to hone yourself into a finely tuned instrument of power so that you can, in fact, deploy yourself and use yourself for those very great causes.
All right, we're going to move to a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk to Catherine, Dr. Catherine Kramer, who's founder of the Kramer Institute. Her new book is Change the Way You See Yourself Through Asset-Based Thinking, and we're talking about the different parts about power. Next, we're going to talk about influence. How do we influence people? Then impact. You know, how do you really how do you have that commitment so the desire is so strong that you make the impact? And then the future, how do we look at the future? And Catherine has lots of exercises that you can do that are in the book. This book is really beautiful, and I've seen lots of books. It's hardcover. Change the Way You See Yourself is imprinted backwards as you would see it in a mirror. And there are so many color photos in this book that really display the things that you can do, and lots of exercises about how to look at your values and look at how you see power and look at what means something to you. Wonderful exercises, and talking about who's close to you and why, and who upsets you and why. It's quite a lovely book. So I suggest that you go to the website, which is assetbasedthinking.com. And as I said, Dr. Kramer is the founder of the Kramer Institute, and take a look at the website. When we come back, we're going to talk more about how can you see your life differently? How do you look at it optimistically? How do you look at it in terms of your assets? And as she says, asset-based thinking is really a life-changing movement, so that if we open up our eyes to get rid of some of this stress and pessimistic thinking, a whole new world opens up. And I just want to read the inside part of the book, which she said her major quote is, "When you change the way you see yourself, you can change anything." You're listening to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, and especially pre-recorded program for you. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.